pardon. It says that for the nature of the Holy Spirit is a mystery. Man cannot explain it because the Yeshua has not revealed it unto them. Man having fanciful views may bring together passages of the scriptures and put a human construction on them, but the acceptance of these views will not strengthen the church regarding such mysteries which are too deep for the human understanding. Silence is golden. Okay. Well, after this, for the office of the Holy Spirit is distinctly specified in the words of Yeshua. When he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of the judgment. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts of the sin. If the sinner responds to the quickening influence of the Spirit, he will be brought to repentance and aroused to the importance of the obeying of a divine requirement. To the repentant sinner, hungering and thirsting for the righteousness, the Holy Spirit reveals the Lamb of Yahweh that taketh away the sin of the world. He will receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Yeshua said, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. For the Spirit is given as a regenerating agency to make effectual the salvation through the blood of the everlasting covenant, through the new and living way of Yahshua, Hebrews 10:19-20, wrought by the death of our Redeemer. For the Spirit is constantly seeking for the drawing of the attention of men unto the great offering that was made on the cross of the Calvary, for the unfolding unto the world the love of the Yahweh, and for the opening unto the convicted soul the precious things of the Scripture. Having brought conviction of the sin and presented before the mind the standard of the righteousness, the Holy Spirit withdraws the affection from the things of this earth and fills the soul with a desire for the holiness. He will guide you into all the truth, for the Savior declared. If men are willing to be molded, they will be brought about a sanctification of the whole being. The Spirit will take the things of Yahweh and stamp them on the soul by His power. The way of the life will be made so plain that none need err therein. From the beginning, Yahweh has been working by His Holy Spirit through the human instrumentalities for the accomplishment of His purpose on the behalf of the fallen race. This was manifested in the lives of the patriarchs unto the church and the wilderness also. In the time of the Moses, Yahweh gave his good spirit to instruct them, and in the days of the apostles, he wrought mightily for his church through the agency of the Holy Spirit, the same power that sustained the patriarch, that gave Caleb and Joshua faith and courage, and that made the work of the apostolic church effective, has upheld Yahweh's faithful children in every succeeding age. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that during the Dark Ages, the Waldensians, Christians, helped to prepare the way for the Reformation. It was the same power that made successful the efforts of the noble men and women who pioneered the way for the establishment of the modern missions and for the translation of the Bible into the languages and dialects of all nations and people. And today Yahweh is still using his church to make known his purpose in the earth. Today the heralds of the cross are going from city to city and from land to land, preparing the way for the second advent of the Yahshua. For the standard of the Yahweh's law is being exalted. The Spirit of the Almighty is moving upon the men's hearts, and those who respond to the influence become witnesses for the Yahweh and his truth. In many places, consecrated men and women may be seen communicating unto others the light that has made plain to them the way of the salvation of the brother Yahshua. And as they continue to let their light shine, as did those who were baptized with the Spirit on the day of the Pentecost, they received more and still more of the Spirit's power. Thus the earth is to be lightened with the glory of the Yahweh. This brings close what says the shower contact us with 11th hour caller. Number 11, click on our audio also. We're going to close now with a song. Part 2, Gift of the Spirit, Chapter 5, Ellen G. White. It says, on the other hand, there are some who, instead of the wisely improving present opportunities, are fully waiting for some special season of the spiritual refreshing by which their ability to enlighten others will be greatly increased. They neglect present duties and privileges and allow their life to burn dim while they look forward unto a time when without any effort on their part they will be made the recipients of the special blessing by which they will be transformed and fitted for the service. It is true that in the time of the end, when the Yahweh's work in the earth is flourishing, the earnest efforts put forth by the consecrated believers with the guidance of the Holy Spirit are to be accompanied by the special tokens of the divine favor, with the figure of the early and the latter rain that falls in the eastern land of the seed time and harvest. The Hebrew prophet foretold that the store of the spiritual grace and the extraordinary measure upon the Yahweh's church for the outpouring of the Spirit in the days of the apostles was the beginning of the early or the former rain, and grace was the result unto the end of the time, for the presence of the Spirit is to abide with the true church. But near the close of the earth's harvest, a special bestowal of the spiritual grace is promised for the preparing of the church for the coming of the Son of Man. This outpouring of the Spirit is likened unto the falling of the latter rain, and it is for this added power that the Christians are to send their petitions to the Yahshua of the harvest and the time of the latter rain. And the response, Yahshua shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, that I might add, in the first month. But unless the members of the Yahweh's church today have a living connection with the source of all spiritual growth, they will not be ready for the time of the reaping unless they keep the lamps trimmed and burning. They will fall or fail of receiving the added grace and the times of the special need. Those only who are constantly receiving fresh supplies of the grace will have power proportioned unto their daily need and the ability to use that power instead of looking forward to some future time when through a special endowment of the spiritual power they will receive a miraculous fitting up for the soul winning. They are yielding themselves daily to the Yahweh that he may make them vessels meet for his use. Daily they are improving the opportunities for the service that lie within their reach. Daily they are witnessing for the Master wherever they may be, whether in some humble sphere of the labor in the home or in a public field of the usefulness. To the consecrated worker, there is a wonderful consolation in the knowledge that even the Yahshua, during his life on the earth, sought his Father daily for the fresh supplies of the needed grace, and from this communion with the Yahweh, he went forth to strengthen and bless others. Behold, the Son of the Yahweh bowed in the prayer to the Father, though he is the Son of Yahweh. He strengthened his faith by the prayer and by the communion with the heaven, gathers to himself power to resist evil and to minister unto the needs of men. As the elder brother of our race, he knows the necessity of those who compass with the infirmity and living in a world of sin and temptation still desire to serve him. He knows that the messengers whom he sees fit to sin are weak, erring men, but unto all who give themselves wholly unto his service, he promises a divine aid. For his own example is an assurance that the earnest, persevering supplication to Yahweh in the faith, faith that leads to the entire dependence upon Yahweh and unreserved consecration to his work, will avail to bring to men the Holy Spirit's aid to the battle against sin. Every worker who follows the example of Yahshua will be prepared to receive and use the power that the Yahweh has promised unto his church for the ripening of the earth's harvest morning by the morning, as the heralds of the gospel kneel before the Yahweh and renew their vows of the consecration unto him. He will grant them the presence of his Spirit with the reviving, sanctifying power as they go forth to the day's duties. They have the assurance that the unseen agency of the Holy Spirit enables them to be laborers together with the Yahweh. This is the end of chapter 5 and our study.